broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and we go through the looking glass every single night, Monday through Saturday, to go places other talk shows wish that they could, but they can't. And how do I know? Well, I was just at the NAB, and they told me.
Really?
Not really, but they had that look on their face. Anyway, nice to be with you guys, and don't forget that this is radio for patriots, by patriots, to patriots, through patriots. Anyway, you get the general idea. You can visit us online at philhendryshow.com. That's where our live streaming video of the show is airing right now. So you have a backstage pass. You can check that out, and that'll get you through the night. Coming up this evening, we're going to be talking with Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, and we'll be discussing with him Dancing with the Stars on Monday. Chaz Bono, at one time a female, underwent gender reassignment surgery, is now Chaz Bono, a man, and dancing with the stars, and he will be on stage with a young lady. And Mr. Bozell is going to be talking about that and I guess sort of the media repercussions of that.
Yeah, well, he's talking about what's the effect of that on regular men?
What's the effect of that on regular men?
Yeah.
All right, and then this hour we have Bob Green. There's a grocery strike that may happen in Southern California, and in California may happen nationally. There's also, and has been, a controversy surrounding coupons and how many coupons people use when they go to the store. It turns out now that people who run grocery stores think that too many coupons are being used by some people. It's locking some people out of the system. It's costing some of the grocers money. On the line with us from Buena Park is Robert Green from Fraser Foods. We're going to get to our affiliate spotlight in our next quarter hour, just mentioning a couple of the great stations that do carry the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Bob Green joining us, though, from Buena Park, California. He's the CEO and founder of Fraser Foods, now with some 50 stores in the Southwest and the Southeast. Bob, good evening to you. And it is it's a kind of a daunting landscape ahead here, the future for grocers, right?
Well, if you're referring to the possibility of a strike, it's something that we're monitoring it on a daily basis, and we're hopeful that it's going to get settled. We don't, at this particular point, see much that indicates that it will get settled, but it's a problem. There's no question about it.
And then we have this news article that I saw over this past week on coupons.
Well, that's been discussed for a long time, and I think it came to the public's attention with this show that they do. I think it's Extreme Shopper or something like that, where they
there's people that trim coupons.
Right, they go through coupon cutting, and they go into the stores, and they're getting they're trying to get the best deals possible, and that's understandable in this economy. I can't doubt, I can't fault people that want to do that. What I can fault is when they're doing it in a manner that may be seen as malicious, Phil. And I know they don't mean to be malicious.
What do you mean by malicious?
Well, when they are bringing in so many coupons that it's very obvious at the end of their shopping spree, the store, whatever the store may be, is going to be hurt. That the store is going to get significantly hurt by them coming in with all of their coupons and getting their big discount. So, yeah, it's a very, as you mentioned, it's a very daunting landscape, and we're trying to take it one day at a time, but it affects how we deal with our customers. I come to work every day, and I want to have a good feeling about every customer that comes through our store, through our doors. It's very difficult, Phil, to have that when you know that there are some of them coming in with these coupons looking, to put it as succinctly as I can, looking to bleed you.
And so that's what you meant by malicious. You think people are coming in with coupons looking to bleed you. Why are they? Why can't you just think of them as people coming in looking to save money?
Well, I would believe that people are looking to save money if it was a trip to the store that saved them The normal discount, I think, would be, I don't know, if you're saving 10%, but 20%, I don't know. But some of these people are coming in, and they're paying for their entire grocery bill with coupons. In other words, they're not giving me any cash. I see these checkers checking people's groceries, and no money is exchanged. I see no money. And all day long today, Phil, I have been trying to control the checkout situation. You can hear I've almost lost my voice.
I can hear. It's a little rough.
Well, I've been yelling from one checker to the next. What's going on? How many coupons? And they're yelling back. We're getting a lot of people here that are paying for their entire grocery bill. And at one point, I remember yelling out, if you ever read anything about the Mutiny on the Bounty, Phil, believe it or not, there was a famous moment when Fletcher Christian yells out, I'm in hell. And at one point today in the store, I remember going into my office and screaming that, I'm in hell. And we have a series of recording and phone recording devices where we record a lot of our meetings, and I think somebody got that on tape.
You in your office, huh?
Yeah.
Screaming that I'm in hell. We're talking to Robert Greene. That's an interesting story.
Well, I remember I've been reading about the Mutiny on the Bounty, and it just came to me that that's what Fletcher Christian had screamed. And as I walked into my office, it was the same thing.
Well, all right, so you are feeling very, very strongly about these coupon clippers and seem to be under an awful lot of stress. Is it really costing you that much money?
Well, it isn't just that. It's the possibility of a strike as well. And then what happens is you start to take it out on the customer, or you may take it out of the employees, and that becomes a problem.
And what way were you taking out on the customer?
We had a little boy today. It was either today or yesterday. I got a check with Judy, as my accountant. She was there. She saw it. A little boy came in and was wearing a wig. Now, it's no secret to my employees that I have a $15,000 hair system. It's not a toupee. It's not hair transplants. It's not a weave. It is a hair system that I've had for the last 10 years, and it's a outstanding hair system that was originally created by Bill Lindell and his partners, and then it was, I think, duplicated in France. So it is a hair system. And
why do you? Okay, so you have a hair system. And
well, the reason why I'm bringing it up is because a lot of people like to say, "Well, you have a toupee." No, I don't. It's a hair system. It is my hair.
Well, all right. I'm not quite clear.
What happened was this. I went to the Lindell labs, and they fitted me with a hair system. It's not a toupee. It's not implants. It's a hair system.
Is it your hair?
It is my hair now, yeah. And that's how I see it. When this little boy came in wearing a wig, I assumed that it was a joke that Michelle and some of the cashiers had played. I didn't think it was funny. I was under stress from the coupons. I was under stress from the possible strike. And I'd like you to know that, Phil, because of what transpired. Basically, what I did was I got very angry, and I pulled the wig off of this little boy's head.
And all right, now, okay, because I think I had a conversation with Judy, who's your accountant.
Yeah.
She mentioned the little boy had cancer.
He was undergoing some kind of chemotherapy. They put a wig on his head. It was terrible looking. Just terrible looking, and because when he came in with this crazy looking wig, I thought that they had put this child up to making fun of me. I admit that I was under a lot of stress. I admit that I let the stress get to me. I apologized to the child and the child's mother. I think what made the situation doubly difficult is that this woman proceeded to go into our store, and she purchased somewhere in the neighborhood of $150 worth of groceries, almost all of which was paid for by coupons. And in that instance, I had to just, I had to bite down on it. And I had to bite down on it, and I had to write it.
We're talking to Robert Greene here from Fraser Foods. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And really what we're talking about is the strain and the stress of being in the grocery business, in the food business. is so difficult that you let it get to you.
I fully admit that, Bill.
All right.
But I do want to say that when you're coming in with a child that has been going through chemo and the kid's got a wig on, that is very, very badly purchased, I guess. It looked very bad. It's obvious. It was obvious to me. I thought someone was mocking me.
Well, so you went up to this child and pulled the wig off. My question would be, why would you walk up to this little boy and pull the wig off of his head? Why not just get with your checkers?
And talk about it later on?
Yeah.
You know what? It occurred to me, and it was something that I probably should have done, but I was under extreme stress from this coupon clipping, from the possibility of a strike. I would only ask your listeners to consider this. There's a possibility that we're going to have a strike. There's a possibility that we're going to, you know, have people out walking a picket line, that I'm going to lose business. Put that together with the fact that we've had people coming in over the last 6 months with these more and more coupons that have been more and more abusing, and I use that word quite literally, abusing me and my business with these coupons. It's put us all under a lot of strain.
All right, I understand that you're under a lot of strain, but a little child is a tough individual to take something like this out on.
I understand.
And the little boy had cancer, and
I understand all of that, Phil. But I have been mocked by my employees because of the hair system that I've spent a good piece of money on, and that.
Why do they mock it?
They mock it because they don't like the idea that I've got a great-looking and a great-fitting hair system. And it's not a wig. It's not a toupee.
And so you suspected that they had this child come in a wig to mock you?
It was my suspicion. Yes, it was.
All right, Robert Green is on the line with us from Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California. And really what's happening is the possibility of a grocery strike, of a worker strike in the grocery business here in California and elsewhere. There is, and that of course is always very, very difficult. Then there is the use of these coupons that has increased over a period of years that Mr. Green says his business is feeling the pinch now of these people that are abusively using coupons. Put it all together, you got a lot of pressure, and he let it loose today by pulling the wig off of a little boy who has been undergoing chemotherapy. I don't know what to say about that other than the fact, is there ever any excuse, no matter what kind of business we're in, to react that way? We're going to talk more with Bob about it. We'll give our number out, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. I can understand, you know, where business is getting really tough, and God, we're in the middle of a recession, but how do you take out your angst over coupons and a grocery strike on a little boy with an ill-fitting wig because he has cancer? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Hey, welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Robert Green with me from Fraser Foods, a grocery chain longstanding here in Southern California throughout the Southwest and the Southeast, but it's happening all over the country, the price of food. But more to the point of what we're talking about here tonight, what is the pressure on grocers themselves, on the owners of these businesses, whether it's the big chains like Safeway, Bob, or Ralph's, or Kroger's, or the small chains like your store? You are feeling it, right?
We are, Phil, and anybody that has a business is feeling the pressure from the recession, but we have a double whammy. We have the threat of a strike, and we also have the this coupon clipping situation, which we've always encouraged our customers to use the coupons that we put in the circulars, in the fold-ins on Sunday. We spend good money to promote our business. But when someone is using those coupons to the extent that some people do, and in some instances you have to sort of just take it, like I had to take it from the woman today because of this little boy.
Now let's refresh. The little boy had come in wearing a wig that looked ill-fitting. You thought it was the wig was to mock you, and the fact that you wear some kind of a, as you call it, a hair system.
It is a hair system. It's not a toupee, but I've taken a lot of, I think, I don't mind good-natured jesting, good-natured kidding, Phil, and good-natured jesting, but I do mind it when it's never-ending, and it can get to you, the pressure of it can get to you when you're in the business environment that I'm in.
And all right, now you pulled this wig off of this little boy's head, and I don't know, the word, what was it, something like, somebody said that there was some profanity.
There was, yeah, and I regret it, Phil.
Can you tell me what you said?
I said, "You effing kid," and I pulled the wig off his head. And
you effing kid.
Yeah. Again, I'm willing to take all the responsibility in the world for this. Were it an instance where it was entirely my fault, but I was being mocked by my checkers because of this hair system, I am dealing with the coupon clipping, and we're dealing again with the strike. And I don't want to keep sounding like a broken record.
No, I mean, these are very real problems, but I wonder where we draw the line in our businesses. And we say, well, look, I'm under a lot of pressure.
And in my instance, Phil, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
In my instance, it's not just a professional pressure. It was personal as well because of the hair system that I'd invested a lot of money in and because of the fact that this child came in at the wrong moment. And let's remember also one other thing. Once I had apologized to the little boy and his mother, the mother then entered my store and did the very thing that I have been battling for many months. She bought every piece of every grocery item, whether it was a food item or not, using coupons, and I don't think she spent more than $10 for a $150 order. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, isn't that just a wise woman? Now, look, I know about...
Well, it's wise unless you're abusing the system.
No, I know all about what a lot of grocery stores are saying. And we have a tape racked up here, Bob. What is this?
This is me in the office. A little bit earlier today, I was pouring myself a coffee. If you want to hear it, we can go ahead and roll it. And
well, when you say in the office...
This is when I was going through so much frustration.
This is the comment about hell.
Yes, sir.
All right, bud, let's roll that tape. And I think you got it right.
That's it. And I'm not proud of it, but I brought it on your program to play it and to let people know I'm human, to let people know that I am not ashamed to admit my faults, to let people know that I definitely care about my customers, but that all of us in the grocery business are undergoing a real strain.
Well, I heard the I am in hell. That sounded like you were in hell, all right.
For some reason, the comment made by Fletcher Christian on the Bounty, it just popped into my mind.
Robert Greene with us, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Is the business pressure getting to all of us? Are we treating our employees with respect? Are we treating our customers with respect? Is the pressure of a down business cycle suddenly getting to us so severely that we're just, you know, absolutely not dealing with it? 877-876-PHIL. And Bob, we have the instance, and I appreciate you being honest about the little boy.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you being honest that you used profanity.
Well, it was an obscenity, Phil.
All right, yeah, you said this effing kid, or you effing kid?
No, I said, I said F you to the kid, you effing kid, and I pulled the wig off his head. And I pointed to the hair system that I've invested a lot of money in. I looked at his mother, and I pointed to it, and I said, this is a $15,000 hair system. And
do you think that I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think you're losing it?
Do I think I'm losing it? In what sense?
Do you think that you're cracking? Do you think that...
No. What I'm trying to say to you...
Because it sounds like something that you would not want to say to a child.
No, you don't want to say, Todd, I'm not cracking. I'm exhibiting a strain that every businessman is exhibiting. When this kid comes in wearing this wig, what else are you going to say? But you, F you, you brat. And brat the wig.
We'll be right back. Phil Henry Phil Show. 877-876-PHIL.
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Robert Green from Fraser Foods joining us as we talk about economy, we talk about a possible grocery strike, we talk about coupon clipping and how that may be abusing grocery stores, supermarkets, and so forth. And I don't think it really ever dawns on people, Bob, you know, the supermarket business has got to be one of the best businesses to be in. You know,
well, yeah, if you're one of the big chains, Kroger's, if you're one of the big chains, Ralph's, I can't see where Ralph's gets off. And I've heard Ralph's complaining that there may be a strike. I don't know how they sleep at night. Ralph's has got plenty of operating capital, a smaller chain like me. And this is a real concern, Phil, if there's a strike. And there's also a real concern if there is if there's any hint of abuse in the coupon clipping system. And then I have, with all of that strain, customers that come in wanting to abuse the coupon clipping system, and here comes this woman with this little boy. He's 9 years old, I understand that. He has cancer, I understand that, and he's undergoing chemotherapy. I did not know any of these things. All I saw was this very cocky kid.
Well, what are you, how old, the kid was how old?
He was a 9-year-old boy, Phil. It was the way he carried himself. It was the way he carried himself.
How does a 9-year-old carry himself?
You know, Phil, unless you've done, unless you operate a business where you're in constant contact with the customer as I am, it's tough to explain. He walked in, he looked me, I didn't like the way he looked at me, and so...
But he's a 9-year-old kid, Bob, that's what I'm saying, you know?
I understand that, but I'm also under a lot of pressure, I'm also under a lot of strain. He's got a mother there that is about to purchase every grocery that she needs. You know, for only $10 using all these coupons that I just got done, I'm talking to you about tonight. And
but she doesn't know any of that. And
no, I understand that, but you've got to realize they're there to do one thing and one thing only, and that is to abuse the store owner. Now she's got her son who is looking at me in a way I didn't like the way he looked at me. And then he had on this wig, so I pulled it off. I was angry. I apologize. She didn't do anything other than to continue to purchase groceries with her coupons and wound up spending $10. So it's an abusive environment for me and one that you wish the people would understand better.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number on the line here from San Antonio. Jason, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I think Bob needs to grow up and realize about people that kids have cancer and everything, but the other deal is
yes,
that men go bald. I mean,
I understand.
I'm 29 years old, and I went bald at 18 years old. So he needs to grow up and realize people mock bald people. That's all there is to it. It doesn't matter what goes on. People are going to mock you. It's part of life. The other deal is that coupons are reimbursed by the major corporations that you sell the products for. They're reimbursed.
That's correct. That's correct. But to a point. To a point. But what happens is this. If people are gaming the system by using coupons for every little thing to the point where they've got a year's supply of food and they've only spent $10, sooner or later that cost gets passed on to me, as it has been. And, you know, to be quite frank, it's almost like I'm being, you know what, in a jail cell someplace. I mean, I'm trying...
Well, we don't need that kind of imagery.
Well, but what I'm trying to tell the gentleman is, between that and this kid coming in with this wig on, it puts a lot of pressure on our business.
Well, you're still getting reimbursed. Are you not getting reimbursed at any point?
To a point, we get reimbursed,
every
and then after that, they do not.
Reimbursement. Every coupon not,
not,
gets reimbursement.
Not all of them, no. Now, we're starting to take it. We're starting to have to absorb the cost.
Okay.
So, all right.
Why not
so
just put a limit and ask the people that you're selling the stuff for to put a limit to that instead of getting upset at a system that y'all allowed to be flawed for 20 years.
Well, all right, I'd like to do that, but then how do I say that to a woman whose child has cancer?
Oh,
I just said
you're going back to that, to me, you have made every effort to make it sound like you were the victim in the whole situation.
Well, that's true.
And the kid,
that's true.
The kid was the victim, the ultimate victim. And if I tell you, if
I agree, sir, I agree with you. I got to tell you, I agree with you. But why don't you see me as the victim?
I don't see you as the victim because you are a business owner. You're held to a higher standard. You are a grown man. You are held to a higher standard.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And morality.
I understand.
Than a 9-year-old kid.
It's very difficult, sir, for me to explain how it is as a CEO of a major corporation to someone who may be working on an oil rig. I don't know what you do for a living, but...
Well, what does that mean?
Well, it's hard for me to explain.
I do work in the oil field, sir, and I happen to make about $200,000 a year. So,
I don't believe that.
Wait a minute. Why don't you believe that?
Because that's more of an income than I allow myself. I don't pay myself. My corporation doesn't pay me that much. Well, you're laughing.
You don't see how much the bonuses that Exxon Mobil makes every month and Shell Oil makes. You don't see how much
money that they
make. Wait a minute.
Are you telling me that you work in the oil business? You work in the oil business, which is a business, not you, Jason, but the oil business basically treats the average consumer like they're some punk in a jail cell.
No.
All right.
Do we have to use that kind of imagery, please?
Well, no, but I'm saying that he's on me for ripping the wig off of a kid with cancer, and meanwhile he's in a business. Drill? You bet they do.
Hey, they pay me to do a job, and I'm going to take the money that they pay me.
They
just
pay
like
you to drill
you
me.
You set a price on your product so you make a profit, and you take the money at the end of the day. Do you not?
All right, but you guys are arguing. You guys are arguing your businesses, and I want to get back to, and then we have to move on. I just want to get back to this idea that what Jason, I think, is saying is a good point, Bob. You're the adult. The little boy is 9. You have business pressure. We all do.
No. We don't all do. Yes, we all have business pressure. I give people food. I provide food, and my people are going to go out on strike. They're using coupons that basically, you know, kind of turns me over on my stomach, and everybody in the cell block has a chance.
Everybody in California that works in a grocery store is in a union or what?
There's going to be a big strike. And
yeah, there's a significant strike that's being threatened. I don't know if it's actually going to happen.
Are they a union or what? Is it a union?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. How else do you think they're going on strike? Of course, a union.
That's part of your problem right there.
And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to hold it all together, and some kid comes in a wig.
All right, but the little boy didn't mean to mock you. I got to move on, Jason. Thank you so much for your call. The little boy didn't mean to mock you.
No, I understand that now, Phil. But here's what is not happening here. I'm telling you over and over and over again, I understand, I understand, I understand, I understand. Then when I get around to me, everyone is, this man and you guys are telling me that I'm somehow, I got to suck it up. And again, when you say suck it up, well, what are you talking about exactly? Because that's exact. And this guy was in the oil business. If ever there was a business that's passing the consumer around a cell block for a pack of cigarettes. And
what is with this jail rape analogy?
I've used it before on your show.
I understand that, but I we don't need to do that, okay? You are in a business. Times are tough. Again, you are using that to defend your abuse of this child that had a wig on that you pulled off of his head. You said F you to the kid, you effing brat. you're using his mother using coupons as further excuse as to why you treated this boy this way. And all of this has to do with the fact that you have what you call a hair system that apparently your employees are mocking. Here is Jake. Go ahead, Jake. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, just, it sounds like to me that your reactions are just coming from your misperceptions of what's going on. You know what I mean? You say that you didn't know the kid had cancer and all these other
That's
things.
Correct. That's correct.
I understand that, but your misperception of him walking in with a wig on, you know, you reacted emotionally to that, and it's going to lead to some consequences. I mean, I don't know if
it's legal
action, but...
But I'm trying to tell Phil, and I'm trying to tell you, Jake, and anybody else, here's why I reacted the way I did. People are using coupons to the point that we're losing money. There's a threat of a strike. I've taken abuse from my employees because of a very expensive hair system that I put into place 3 years ago. So what about the pressure that I'm under?
I understand where you're coming from.
And the other... Right. And the other thing, I just want to mention one more thing. The other thing was, and I realize he's a 9-year-old boy, but he came in walking into the store like he owned the place. He had a little bit of an attitude.
Which is all your perception of this young boy. I mean, he could be walking in because he's having a great day. You know what I mean? Maybe the doctor said, hey, guess what? Your chemotherapy's working. You're having a great day. It's, you know, beautiful outside.
Well, he didn't look that bright. I mean, he looked to me like a kid. I mean, what are you saying? You're having a great day like the kid owns an insurance agency? I mean, he walked in.
He's a 9-year-old boy, and maybe he was just happy. Children like grocery stores. They like going in. They like looking at the food. They like going and touching things. You know.
I'm just saying, made an assumption based on, you know, the boy's actions, and then your emotional reaction to that was pretty big. I mean, that was...
I think it needs to be said that it was a little out of focus, you know.
Well, I don't know what that means, out of focus. I just wish that, all right, I treated the boy, I said, you effing brat. I offered the mother a discount. It turns out she comes in with these coupons, so she took me to the cleaners. I mean, I think they got back at Bob Green, and at the end of the day, I'm still here with a hair system that my employees are mocking. What is that? Why is that? Nobody has an answer, huh?
Well, Bob, your employees are going to mock you, then I think you need to talk to your employees. Listen, Jake, thanks for your call. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. It is a very tough business environment. There's recession. There's the threat of a strike for this gentleman. There's the misuse of coupons that's been a longstanding tradition in the grocery shopping and in the grocery business that apparently now is costing him money. The fact that he has some relationship with his employees. All of this pressure led to him pulling a wig off of a little boy with cancer and using some profanity today in his store. We'll be right back. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Robert Greene from Fraser Foods. Stephen Bozell next hour.
Radio for Patriots by Patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Hey, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, back from the NAB. Well, in our News and Information Hour, I'll tell you about the National Association of Broadcasters radio show that we were at yesterday. Did a panel with a great guy, Joel Denver, Bubba the Love Sponge, the morning guys from B96 in Chicago, and saw some old friends, and we'll discuss at length, or maybe not. Anyway, 877-876, Phil, Robert Greene on the line with us from Fraser Foods, talking about the business climate, that is particularly the business climate that grocers, people in the grocery business, the food business, find themselves in. And, I get it about the coupons, Bob.
I'm Bob.
I understand it, Bob. Thank you. I get it about the coupons. I get it about the
for a minute, Phil, if you don't mind. You see, you get it about the coupons, you get it about this. Look, my business is very important to me.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound flip.
But my business is very important to me. When a kid walks into my store with a wig on that looks as if he wants to do playtime or dress-up time because he thinks Mr. Green's funny-looking, that's going to get to anybody. And
it's going to get to anybody, but it is not going to get to an adult to the point of you F you, kid, you effing this and...
Well, I don't know. Have you ever owned a grocery store?
No, I have not.
All right, then I don't think you know. And secondly, and then, of course, my checkers who make fun of the hair system I've spent $15,000 on, the kid comes in. I lay part of the blame at their feet for mocking me to the point that I'm hypersensitive to that criticism, knowing, and these are people that may go out on strike. That's what I love about it. They may go out on strike on me, and they get their last dig in by hiring a 9-year-old to come in wearing some Hobo Kelly wig. And
but they did not. They did not do that. All of that was in your mind, as this caller has just pointed out. 877-876-PHIL. Monette, I think, or...
Monette.
Ma'am in... Monette in Los Angeles. I'm sorry. Couldn't read it. You're on the air, ma'am. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't really understand what you're talking about as far as the coupon policy goes, and then your employees make fun of you for your $15,000 hairpiece, and then they go on strike.
No, ma'am, it is not a hairpiece. It's not a hairpiece, ma'am. It's not a hairpiece.
Is it the
body? It is a hair system. I beg your pardon?
I mean, is it a hair plant system? I mean, what are you...
No, it is not. No, it is not. It is not plugs. It is not a weave. It's a hair system. It is my hair.
So it's a really fancy toupee, then.
No, ma'am, it is not a toupee. And you see, I find that insulting. If I said to you...
Well, I'm pretty sure if I said the child you ripped the wig off thought was very insulting, considering the fact they have cancer and they're not bald and they have a reason to wear a wig.
Well, ma'am, if I said to you, oh, are those fake breasts? That would be insulting, wouldn't it?
I mean,
well,
not really,
not quite.
In this day and age, and 95% of the people do have fake breasts, it's sort of like a fair question. Although, if I didn't know you, I'd think that was rude, but
it's a little rude.
Don't you really think?
It's a little rude.
Why is it rude?
Because it's a gentleman asking a lady a question. I just think it's rude.
Oh, boy. Okay, so I don't get any... Oh, wow.
But Bob, I'm talking about in a polite society, men don't ask women certain questions, okay? And
well, then why does a kid, a 9-year-old, get to strut into my store like he owns the place?
This is a 9-year-old child.
I don't think anyone can strut into any local grocery store like they own it unless you really don't feel that confident in your business, sir.
I feel very confident in my business, ma'am, but what I...
I don't really think you feel that confident in your business if you're calling the Phil Henry Show at whatever clock time it is in your hour to complain about whatever it is that went on in your grocery store and you ripped the wig off a kid. I really don't feel that you feel that confident in your business, sir. But if you did,
ma'am, first of all, I'm in California.
To be nice. Okay, well, so am I. I wouldn't go to your grocery store knowing what you did to a child. And I'm pretty sure
I didn't do anything to
a customer doing that.
I didn't do anything to a child. I took a wig off of a kid's head that was trying to...
Child? I mean, are they not children? I mean, what?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, they are. They're children,
okay,
and they
then,
need to
then
be
you
treated.
Ripped a wig off of a child's head who was suffering from a terminal illness because, oh, wow, you're vain, you got a hair plug system, and people make fun of you, so therefore you thought that you can make fun of someone else. You're very vain,
ma'am.
And you're very rude. That's
no, ma'am, I didn't...
That's
first of all...
Did it.
I think you need
obviously
to understand it. If the child... let's not say the child's disease is
no,
terminal.
No, sir, I don't think you understand.
Well, I don't think you understand one thing. The
what?
Woman that came in with the kid, the mother, she proceeded to use coupons that basically...
I use coupons.
Me.
How about this, sir? I use coupons, and I'm an avid coupon user. How about you read the fine print on the coupon and have your scanners work accordingly instead of doubling coupons that are not supposed to be doubled, allowing more than
right.
four and one coupons to be used in the same transaction? That's your fault. The manufacturer coupons specifically state the rules and guidelines. You don't accommodate them. That's on you.
Well, ma'am, you see how you know all the rules, and I would have to... I'll bet you are. I'll bet you are, and I would... I'm sure that you are, and I'm sure that you would probably take it... Well, you'd probably try to take me to the cleaners, just like the mother of this kid with the wig.
Well, Bob,
well,
again,
no one can
you're...
take anyone to the cleaners if you don't let them. Read the coupons yourself. Have your scanners work
right.
accordingly. Call the tech people. That's on you. If you don't read the coupons yourself, then you can't say you're getting robbed.
I don't know what you just said. You speak very quickly, and I understand it's a trait for Hispanics, but what I'm trying to say is...
Whoa. Let's not go down there, okay?
That's
down
really
where?
Funny. I'm not a Hispanic.
No.
That's very cute.
Well, you were talking... I'm sorry, Phil.
Don't start characterizing racially.
Well, she's speaking like... The lady that cleans my house talks that fast.
I have to speak over you because you're very belligerent and ignorant, and I have to make sure that I need to say what I need to hear clearly because you won't hear it otherwise. And excuse me if I talk fast. You have a college education, sir? You own a grocery store. I don't think people who own grocery stores go to college, do you? Did you?
Now see how she gets to insult me, and I can't say anything about
because
it.
Why is that an insult?
On my race, you're not intelligent. You did a totally unintelligent thing, so I get to ask you if you have an education. That's fair.
So calling you Hispanic was an insult. Wow, there's a lot of Hispanic people.
I'm not Hispanic first and foremost.
All right, but how's that an insult?
Okay, Bob, I don't want to get into this.
And you're racially profiling me.
Yeah, I don't. All right, I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to talk about race. We're going to continue this into the next hour if you've got the time, Bob.
Well, I do want to correct the record on a couple of things. First of all, this lady said that I didn't go to college. She's right. I didn't go to college. Secondly, she says she's not Hispanic. I think that's yet to be proved. Thirdly,
all right.
Yeah, sure. Thirdly,
all right. We got to take a break. Thank you, Monique. It was a very good call. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Robert Green from Fraser Foods, back after
Phil this. Hendry.